We go hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. Big Show Friday. Thank you for being a part of it. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. And pinch hitting this morning, we get caught up with one of our good buddies. I haven't seen you. I can't tell you the last time I've done radio with you, let alone run into you. Well, I don't go anywhere in public anymore. I have children. That doesn't work. Jim Inman, the Minister of Culture, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, stranger. How are you? And I apologize to everyone who suddenly feels as though the bass on their car stereo just kicked up 28 points.
Yeah, your settings are fine.
Yeah, it's just...
your settings might be
My settings
little...
are a little bit off. If you would like for me to record a, this is WGCL.
There you go.
I'm blank. This is Friday morning. Who's Darth Vader?
This is
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
That's what I'm trying to go.
Well, that chair handles a big voice on a Big Show Friday. First, it's Chuck Crabb, then it's you.
Yes.
So we've got it. You're following in the footsteps there. Very
happy
very
to
nice.
Be here.
Nice and nice. If you're wondering, Julie Warren is just fine. Just she's fine. She'll be perhaps back next week.
Yes.
She's
on contract.
She has things to do, and sometimes her job gets in the way of having fun, just like yours does, and that's why we don't see you. How's everything in the chamber?
It's good. It is good. It is a little bit of a busy time right now. We are getting ready for our first big event for 2017. We have our Franklin Initiative Educator of the Year Awards coming
Excellent.
Up week after next. So we have 12 different honorees from Monroe County Schools, RBB and MCCSC, teachers, teaching groups, just a variety of things. So that's coming up Wednesday, February 22nd at the Monroe Convention Center.
Now, how many of these in a row is this? Is this a bit
this
of a long
This is the 17th annual.
Oh, great.
So it's been an ongoing thing. It's a nomination process. Anyone in the community can nominate people. And this year we changed up the format a little bit and allowed online
ability. Who
and
came
so
up with that?
I don't know. But as a result, we had a record number of submissions, which is always a
well,
good
that's
problem
what you
to
want,
have.
Because there's two reasons why. Number one, education is highly valued in this
yes.
community, and it goes to show you how many great educators we have
mm-hmm.
because the nominations tell you that.
Right.
You see these things rolling in, and you think, well, geez, that is a big deal. So the Franklin Initiative, 17th one.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, is that open to the public?
It is, yes.
Okay.
It's open to anyone. They can go to chamberbloomington.org and click on the events. It shows all the information there. The honorees are listed there.
Do you have a luncheon-type deal? Or
it's a dinner, actually.
Oh, even nicer.
Yeah,
very
so
nice.
we'll have entertainment.
I'm hungry already.
Entertainment by some young men and women from Fairview who are part of the... It's a performing arts school now, which
right.
I didn't realize until...
School of Performing Arts.
And so we have some of their orchestra members that are going to be performing that night.
Great.
And, we've got a variety of people who we honor. We have a great partnership with Smithville, and they do some short videos that announce the winners at the event. And I had the opportunity to go meet two of them. One is a gentleman from Bachelor Middle School who teaches social skills for kids who have some challenges in
Excellent.
Public settings and so on.
Yeah.
And it was pretty interesting to watch how he gets his kids engaged.
That's a tangible thing. That's a life skill.
It is.
And that's...
It is. And unfortunately, most people take it for granted because we have that ability to go up and shake someone's hand and take constructive criticism and whatnot. And some people, unfortunately, don't. He is able to make a difference and show kids the way, if you will.
February 22nd, mm-hmm. that's a Wednesday, chamberbloomington.org.
Yes.
Which is it?
Chamberbloomington.org.
Org. Okay, I want to make sure get that filled up. So the job sounds like it's going great.
Yes.
Then
you can ask what I'm doing tomorrow because...
Well, I'm going to, but I want to get through this illness first.
Okay.
Where have you contracted
this? So
this
started on Tuesday late evening. Tuesday after work, met some friends, had some drinks, life was good, no problem.
That's right.
8:30, 9 o'clock, was home, was doing some laundry and all
Responsible
this.
Evening.
Yeah,
not burning that midnight oil.
I've learned that being single means you can't not do anything. I mean, who's going to do the laundry? Who's going to make
right.
dinner? There is no one else. So, but about 8:30, 9 o'clock Tuesday night, all of a sudden, it was that chill that sets in that makes
yeah.
you shake.
Oh,
not the, yeah. oh, it's cold in here. Let's turn up the thermostat. It's the I can't
Why
move.
Am I dying?
Yes,
that,
exactly.
That one?
So the hot shower at 10:45, the awkward sleeping, trying to get cool,
See,
to get
the,
warm.
The worst part about all that is you think you know it's coming and you can head it off at the
exactly.
pass. And you never
exactly.
can do that. I always get the twinge in the back of my throat or like mm-hmm. where the back of the your nose kind of goes – drains in or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I know it's coming.
Yes.
So, but there's nothing you can do.
And I was really hopeful, actually.
I sit there and take it.
Sometimes I can cook it out.
Really?
I can get into bed. I can turn the electric blanket on lava. I can wear, sweatpants and everything.
I'm melting.
And it will just sweat it
out.
That's breaking
the fever.
And so that's
part,
what I was hoping. So Wednesday morning, I felt okay. So went to work and, you know, whatever, whatever. And then Wednesday afternoon, I started dying again. It came back. So yesterday, I went to the walk-in clinic. It's not strep. You don't get strep when you don't have tonsils, which I didn't realize.
Are you tonsilless?
It's extremely rare. I am tonsilless as of age 29.
Really? So yeah. It just bothered you long enough where you said, hey, enough's enough. I'm tired of getting strep throat. I'm
and it was weird because I was like 3 or 4 when they took my adenoids out, but they did not take my tonsils.
Well, they were already in there. You should have got a package deal, like a buy one, get one deal.
You would think.
Did you have a coupon? You might not have.
I don't remember. Well, I remember.
You know how I avoid illness usually?
You stay home.
Gin. That's usually what keeps that or Lysol.
Yes.
You could pick either one. So. But you've rallied, you have put this back together, and when we come back, we'll let everybody know what you're up to this weekend.
Awesome.
Julie's not here, but we'll throw a couple ideas out for stuff that's going on. And as always, I save a couple headlines for Inman just to hear his reactions on a Friday morning. The Minister of Culture is back. What an exciting start to hour number two. This is fun. Don't forget, we'll always talk to Joe Smith the morning after Hoosier Hoops. Tough game for the Indiana last night. Tough result. Like the game was good. The result was not Indiana. Again, some things just keep cropping up, whether it's turnovers, lack of balance in the scoring department, making big plays down the stretch. Hoosiers running out of games, running out of time, but they need to start winning. That's the easy one. Joe will get us caught up with that in 30 minutes. That voice you hear needs no introduction. It is the Minister of Culture. It is the world-famous Jim Inman. He has a program. It's called the Bloomington Review. It airs Friday nights at 6 o'clock. And a big program tonight. You've got some cool stuff going on because there is a birthday that we were just talking about this off the air that I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I'm not smart, and I hang around with smart people to get smarter. Indiana had their bicentennial in 2016. We had Julie Warren and Dave Piller handling the torch and all of that
stuff. Keith Klein, too.
And Keith Klein, he's the MC of everything. And now, coming up next year, 2018 will be
the bicentennial of Monroe County.
There you go.
This includes the platting the origin of Bloomington, Indiana, but the idea is that this bicentennial will celebrate all of Monroe County. So not just Bloomington, but Ellettsville, Harrodsburg, Steinsville, all of the little burgs in the area, everything like that. There's a planning committee that's been started through the Monroe County History Center. A variety of folks from all different areas.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I actually sat next to Julie Warren last week at the meeting when we were talking about the event, and they're putting a lot of cool stuff together. I mean, things are still up in the air in terms of how it shakes
out. Yeah, but this is a county involvement.
Yes.
This is a great idea.
One of the things that I'm still double-checking fact versus fiction, if you will, is that when Bloomington was platted and formally laid out, it was done on the top of a whiskey barrel.
Really?
And then whiskey was used to celebrate the signing of the city of Bloomington, Indiana. So will there be a Bloomington 200 whiskey?
Well,
I don't
call
know.
Your friends down at Cardinal Spirits and see what's going on. Well, it's the only distillery in town. I can connect those dots.
Saying that that's a possibility.
Well, that would be a smart possibility.
Apparently,
now, is the top of this whiskey barrel still around? Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
History
See, that's
center?
Where I'm trying to find the fact versus fiction.
But that's the
idea that it was planted out that way. And there are three different dates, and I forget which one is which, but one of them is the planting of Bloomington, one is the creation of Monroe County, and there's a third date, but they all happen within the first 6 months of the year. But 2018 in general will be an entire bicentennial experience.
So you could literally have a monthly event that covers something to do all that. I think that's more fun than having the one day. I think when you stretch it out, it brings more attention. If you missed a celebration Saturday because you had something else to do, well, it's over and you missed it.
Right.
If you stretch things out like this, it's like our friends at the Week of Chocolate. The Week of Chocolate's now like 18 days. It's great.
Right.
It's the 3rd through the 19th. They've got their big gala coming up tonight and the Chocolate Proms tomorrow, and we're a big sponsor. Go to weekofchocolate.com to see. But when you stretch it that long, you don't miss something, so it works out.
One thing that I would really like to see, and I know this was my idea, so I'm proud to throw it out, but
I
would love...
You have good ideas.
They said that at the 100-year anniversary back in 1918, they had a big community picnic.
Right.
So we have all of these wonderful parks in the area and all these different community spaces and everything.
We use food trucks instead.
I'm not saying no, but I mean, we can do the modern day, but the idea of just being, go have an old school... three-legged sack race, egg toss, all kinds of cheesy stuff, but truly a community get together, meet your neighbor, share the ham salad. That's
keep all
what
your
I've thrown
food
to the wall.
Stored at proper
yes,
temperatures.
Don't bring anything with mayonnaise. That's
remember when they used to
days.
Have like big trash cans and fill it with pop and ice, and you had to reach down in there. And put
actually, my church when I grew up, they did the coolest thing. They called it a tramp feed, and you would take ears of corn, you'd stand them up on end,
yeah.
Then on top you use a trash barrel.
Sure.
On top of that, you put roasting potatoes.
Yeah.
On top of that, you put kielbasa.
Yeah.
Pour the water.
Cut any vegetables you want, chuck them in there, and then put it and cook it underneath.
All the spices from the sausage cooked down into the potatoes and the corn.
Now these days you have to burn out the galvanization and make sure that the iron doesn't kill you and have any. Well, that's fine.
Yes.
We all survived it. We all survived eating gravy at every meal too. We're all right. Jim Inman, the Minister of Culture, 6 o'clock tonight, the Bloomington Review.
Yep.
You've got to hurry because you have a. This always fascinates me because number one, the time of the event, the length is. Blows my doors off.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow then?
Sent me an email.
Oh, okay.
We talked about this.
Okay.
But the listener doesn't. But you make an unbelievable time commitment to to this group of folks annually to emcee their contest. Tell us what you're doing tomorrow.
So over at Edgewood High School, it started in 1993, my junior year of high school. So whatever that is, 24,
year.
25, 23 years. Yes, exactly. I was in the show choir over there. They do this big show choir contest called Contest of Champions. So this event is an annual event. There are schools all over the country that do these kinds of things where all these different competing choirs come in. Tomorrow, I think we have 40 groups. Now, Center Grove up in Greenwood, they are bringing three or four of their groups down. So
that makes sense.
It doesn't
only
mean
got
the
half
same
an hour,
number of schools.
Minutes to go, right?
Exactly. But they're all coming from all over the Midwest and everything. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have two venues, the gym and the auditorium, and we go until midnight.
How can you be in both places at one time?
Well, they have a second MC, hallelujah for Mr. Matt Shockney, who is going to be in the
good
auditorium.
Job, Matt.
And they have junior high groups. They have varsity, which are usually like the freshmen who are getting acclimated to things. Unisex, which can be all boys or all girls. And then the championship groups. So you can pick which venue, where you want to go.
It's, well, one ticket gets me
one ticket gets you to everything, Cash only event, but one of the best things that we do is the food over there.
Yeah.
So we're doing the roasting barbecue. I think roasting a pig or something like that.
Oh, baby.
They've got all kinds of healthy stuff. They've got salads and things like that. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is served. They've got ice cream. They've got coffee. We're using local vendors who are bringing some treats.
This is like
in.
The state fair of music.
It is. We'll probably have between 4,000 and 5,000 people total.
In and out throughout the day.
In and out through all the day. By the time you count kids, you count instrumentalists, you count parents, you count fans, you count Edgewood people and everything. It is a major undertaking. I mean, it is a huge event.
I know you don't factor into this, or maybe you do, and I'm off base here. How do you judge something like this?
So the way it's done, and this has all evolved since whenever I was doing it, we have a panel. I think there are three in the auditorium and five in the gymnasium, and there is actually an online system now. This is the first time we've used this, but apparently that's what they're going to, where you get on a computer and there's an Excel spreadsheet. You listen to how good the kids sound. You listen for accuracy of moves. You look for the style of the show, all these different things. And all
creativity.
These numbers go into the spreadsheet, and then we give awards for outstanding choreography, outstanding visual, outstanding show, outstanding performer in a show. We have a parent come up and sit with the judges, and the judge will say, oh, who's the little red kid on the second row there? Oh, that's Mikey. He's my son.
That's right.
And so Mikey gets an outstanding performer award and all kinds of stuff.
And it lasts until midnight. Unbelievable.
Yes. So the way this works is everybody performs during the day, and then they take the top two unisex, the top five championship. They compete against each other in a separate competition at night. Plus, we bring in, I think it's just the top two soloists. We have a solo competition throughout the day as well. So they come in and perform. So, I mean, it's serious.
Now, when you hand out the trophy,
and
you've done this before, do you have...
I have the power.
Do you have the... similar schools annually that are in the top upper echelon, or have you seen different?
It changes every time.
So they're like, now I know Edgewood has this year has really decorated.
Yeah.
They've been playing well.
Yep.
Their tournament resume is excellent.
Yeah.
Are they the favorite going in?
Edgewood doesn't compete at this one. They just host.
They just host.
They just
you can't
host.
Do.
Yes.
You got to have the volunteers.
That's the norm kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And you'll have some groups who bring in what looks like a Broadway stage.
Oh, they'll bring their own trailer their own stuff.
Trailer?
Wow.
You talk semi. Seriously, they will bring in so much stuff. And they have a time limit. It's almost like the halftime show of a Super Bowl.
That was going to be my next
thing. You have a time limit. We have 25 minutes from the time that we say go, they have to get all the stuff on stage, perform, do everything. tear it down, and boom, you're out kind of thing. Doesn't mean that there can't be issues. One year early on in the day, a group used CDs to play their tunes, and the CD had a scratch in it.
Skipper.
Oh. So that was a little awkward. That was many years ago, unfortunately.
Get your MP3 up. Now you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly, unless the power goes out. So
Jim Inman is the Minister of Culture. He is in charge of one of the – well, you're in charge of it. What is the official title of this event?
Contest of Champions.
Contest of Champions. And if I need tickets, I can get them at the door,
right?
You
get them at the door. Everything is at the door. And I wish I could tell you how much they are, but I think it's adults are $15.
You get all day.
You get all day.
You get all access to both arenas, and you get access to all the food and stuff that goes with that.
And it is a very family friendly event. So if your kids, if you've got, it sounds sexist, if you've got young ladies who love to dance and everything like that, this is a great opportunity to come out and show them some fun stuff. And it truly is. I mean, it's for little kids that they think this is like a Super Bowl experience.
Well, I would say it's almost like. Yeah, Super Bowl, because you could be those people in the front row where they give you the lights and you jump up and down the whole
thing. Because now that's the thing. The shows have lights built in. They have costume changes. They have set changes. They just make stuff happen in 20 minutes. Pretty remarkable.